I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, we're headed downtown to the office of Will Lucas. It's a beautiful day, and Will is working with his windows wide open. You can hear the cars pass by and the seagulls on the Maumee River. At least, I think they're seagulls. The sound kind of bounces off the buildings in strange ways. But regardless of whatever sound it really is, Will probably doesn't notice it because, again, he's busy working.
My name is Will Lucas, and I am co-founder and CEO of Klassana, and I also do Creatio. I host TEDx, which we're going into our sixth year, TEDx Toledo. I do a podcast called the Up 10 Podcast, and I'm on the Board of Trustees at the University of Toledo. I sit on the Casino Control Commission, and I chair the MLK Commission for the state.
It's a long list of positions and organizations, so for the sake of time, we're going to focus on just a few of them. And for the sake of organization, we're going to start in the order that Will created them. Will was working as a radio host and a website designer when he got the idea to create Creatio.
One day, I was in the clothing store, and they were playing FM radio over their sound system. And I noticed that during the commercial break, one of their competitors came on the air inside their store. And I'm like, you know, this doesn't make a lot of sense. So they need their own radio station that just talks about them. I got on a journey to starting Creatio, which started as Creative Radio. As we created custom radio stations for brands, and we still do that. And so we ventured off into some other things like video production, communication strategy, social media marketing, and etc.
Creatio was founded in 2007, and by 2011, Will was working on another startup, Klassana. A few things had changed. Will had moved from Atlanta back to Toledo, and he was also looking to finish his baccalaureate. He had dropped out of school multiple times, and in between starting a business and starting a family, he never found time to go back to school, or more importantly, the right way to go back to school.
I realized college isn't set up for you to kind of just pick and choose your own course. You know, it's along a prerequisite track towards a degree, not for you to create your own thing. So we created Klassana to help companies organize educational resources for their people. So say you're a junior analyst at Owens, Illinois, and you want to be CTO ultimately, right? So what we help you do is we help that company organize the resources, the books you should read, the classes you should take, the organizations you should join, the people you should meet, and etc., all to help you continue along that trajectory towards getting what you ultimately want. At the same time, helping you define what it is you want. So you could come to Klassana, say, I want to be CTO one day, and the algorithm notices, you know, you're spending a lot more time in marketing, in learning about marketing. So it helps navigate you to where you're best suited.
After Klassana, Will created the Of 10 podcast. Each season features 10 different African-Americans working in the tech world. This project, like all the other Will startups, were created from a specific need. Creatio began when Will noticed businesses needed their own music playlist in their stores. Klassana was created when Will needed a better option for education, and the Of 10 podcast was created because Will wanted the community to know a black Mark Zuckerberg-like figure. And this trend, seeing needs and supplying solutions, started at a young age for Will as he was growing up here in Toledo.
What happened in my case was the people who I knew growing up who were successful worked at Jeep or worked at General Motors, and they were in manufacturing, and there's nothing wrong with those jobs. But, you know, people, when I was growing up in middle school, they would say, you know, kids, what do you want to do when you grow up? And all of my peers would say, you know, well, my aunt can get me in that Jeep, or, you know, my mother works at General Motors, they can get me in. And I thought that was fine, but I'm like, who's building the next Jeep? You know, who's doing the next, you know, iteration of a vehicle? And I thought this was at 13 to 14 years old. And so I always knew that there was something different in the world for me, that I wanted to be a part of what's building the next thing. And so it wasn't until I moved to Atlanta that I saw young minorities who were successful but had nothing to do with music, nothing to do with sports, and they weren't selling drugs. And I always knew success was possible, but I didn't realize it was possible for me until I saw it with my own naked eye when I moved to Atlanta. And so I want to be a representation of what's possible for kids here.
Will wants to continue to be a representation of what's possible in Toledo, but he's also aware that he can't be the only one who's working to inspire the next generation.
I feel like the people who will be successful today and in the future take on an entrepreneurial outlook on life. If you're waiting for somebody to give you permission to do something, I don't believe that that's the formula for future success. I believe it's people who take that initiative to go get what they want. And I believe, you know, resourcefulness is the most valuable skill. And as long as we continue to inspire taking risks in Toledo, and if we can build a culture of accepting mistakes and failure, I think we'll get there. So if you think about places on the coasts, failure is rewarded because, you know, you tried. In places of the Midwest, it's not as rewarded. You know, it's looked down upon. And so the only way you can build a success is to fail. I mean, there's ideas that I had that never saw the light of day because they either I failed or nobody in the market wanted it. If we can continue to build a culture that inspires taking those risks, I think we'll get there.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of The Rough Draft Diaries. Will's choices for the next episode of The Rough Draft Diaries include...
Number one, Prakash Karamchandani, Jethro Jean-Claude, Paula Ross.
Tune in next time to find out who I pick on The Rough Draft Diaries.